The Desert Healthcare District and Foundation presents a podcast that supports your health and wellness where you live. This is Healthy Desert, Healthy You, hosted by Will Dean. Now, here's Will.
Hello, friends. Thank you for joining us today. Our guest is Lauren Del Sarto, who is the founder and publisher of Desert Health News. Welcome, Lauren.
Hi, Will. Thank you so much for having me.
I am excited to have you here. I've been reading your publications for many years, and you do such a fantastic job. Would you tell our listeners what your goal is with the publication?
Sure. Well, we are so honored that Desert Health is celebrating 15 years this year. And really, the reason that we started it was to really celebrate all this valley has to offer as far as not only medical news, but natural health. And natural health community is so much larger than many other communities, considering our size especially. So the original idea was to create a platform to bring them together. And we have, over the years, reached out to celebrate accomplishments, to honor those who are moving health forward through the Desert Health Wellness Awards. And the neat thing about it is that it's all community driven. The articles are written by local doctors and healthcare practitioners.
That.
Yeah. And it's all local. So it really is to celebrate health and wellness here in the Coachella Valley.
So 15 years ago, I'm assuming that you started it to address a need that maybe wasn't being met. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, it's ironic how it came about. I moved down here for early retirement, and then after 8 months said, good golly, I have to get back to work. And I've been a workaholic my whole life, starting on Wall Street, you know, owning and running my own ad agency. And so when I saw what was happening here with the natural health community, I was tiptoeing into it, doing, you know, all these crazy things I had heard about, like acupuncture and foot baths and, you know, all these different light therapies, what have you. And I just saw how large the community was. So I thought, gosh, there really should be something to elevate what we have here. And I put this together, and I knew that if it was going to be both medical and natural, that the hospitals would need to sign off on it. And so it was ironic. I got in to meet with Joe Scherger, who's now one of our biggest fans and a regular contributor. And I said, Dr. Scherger, now he's Dr. Joe. I said, I have this idea. And he said, I'll never forget, timely convergence. You're spot on with where healthcare is going into wellness, and we're getting ready to open the Eisenhower Wellness Institute. So it was right before then. And then also, Rich Ramhoff was with Desert Regional, and he was the former publisher of the Desert Sun, and I had put together a protocol that was really colorful and laid out the whole idea. And he's like, this is fantastic. You're spot on. Your timing's perfect. So we're in too. So we were off and running from the first edition. So very
That's
blessed.
That's awesome to have the endorsement of those two major hospitals here.
And they've been with me for 15 years, so it's been amazing.
Tell me about feedback from readers. What are the types of things that you're hearing or any stories that you have to share about that?
My greatest joy is when someone says, your publication introduced me to this practitioner or this practice that changed my life.
Oh, wow.
And we get that all the time. And that is, it's so wonderful. We are a resource. All of the editorial has to be educational, cannot be self-promotional. We really do the due diligence on everyone who wants to come into the publication and do our research to make sure that they're a valuable asset to not only the paper, but to our readers. And so it's become really a great respected resource because of that.
I love that.
So, yeah.
No, you mentioned that you worked on Wall Street, so you have this really impressive background. Was journalism a part of that or publishing before?
Yes. So I'm a journalism and PR major from college. And my first job on Wall Street was actually at Morgan Stanley, but it was in the internal communications department. So I was doing internal communications there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I know that starting a publication is a major undertaking. Yeah. So what has been the biggest challenge in terms of starting an independent publication?
Yeah, you know, the greatest thing about the Coachella Valley is how everybody supports everybody. Don't you find that? I mean, you have an idea, and if it's something that's for the greater good, everyone comes together. So no, I had never published anything together, and I really saw this as me creating a platform that would bring the people in the health community together. So I was able to meet with others who had local publications, and they kind of gave me direction and ideas. But I think that the reason that it's so special and different is because I didn't come in with any preconceived, you know, expectations on what it should be or what it should do. It kind of organically came together, and it's very special in that regard.
Tell me how often you're published. I know you have a website.
Yeah.
But the actual print publication, how often does that come out?
Yeah, it's every other month.
Every other month.
Yeah. And then online, we have 15 years of editorial and articles about different topics, and we have categories. So if anybody wants information on a subject, they can just go to our categories or search it and get 15 years worth of local advice.
Right. And yeah. You mentioned the Desert Wellness Awards.
Yeah, we did that for 5 years. We, you know, pre-COVID, and it hasn't come back. But yes, we honor people that are moving health and wellness forward. And we've brought in some national speakers. Well, Stephen Gundry, who we all know from Palm Springs, was our first speaker. And we've brought in Dr. Davis, who has the book Wheat Belly, as one of our speakers 1 year. So we combine it with, you know, a major health speaker and wellness awards that are community-based. People, you know, send in nominations. And yeah, so that was fun. And the greatest thing about it was that all of our decor was vegetables. Prime Time was our major sponsor, and we just built centerpieces and everything around it was all vegetables. And then at the end, everybody got a bag and got to take it all home.
Is that something you would consider bringing back?
Yeah, possibly. Possibly.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah. And to recognize the people who are doing really great work here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like Dr. Gundry, I see him all over social media now.
Gosh, yes. He has really boomed.
You mentioned how this is a community that's very supportive of new endeavors, especially when it comes to community well-being and advancing community health. What was the greatest piece of advice you received about starting a publication?
Well, you know, working in places like New York and San Francisco, where every industry is challenged by competition, it was just so different here. And I really, you know, to think of challenges, I can say that I have not ever really had any major challenges with Desert Health. I knock on wood every time I say this, but we have a waiting list for each edition. We don't have a sales team. 100% of our advertisers are incoming, and that's why we do the due diligence, because they're contacting us to be involved in the paper. And the editorial, you know, we reach out to our marketing partners, our columnists, and open up the opportunity for healthcare practitioners to submit educational editorial. It's never guaranteed, but we definitely welcome it. And then we have an editing team. So we're never short on content either, because, you know, we do open it up to the community. So it is, I always said when I started, I felt like I was flying above it. Everything just fell in place, and it's never really stopped.
That is incredible.
Yeah, it really is incredible. I feel so blessed.
So no sales team, and a lot of the content coming in from relationships, actually, that you've built over the years.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that. You could probably teach a class on that. Starting.
There's a little bit of magic, so I don't know if I could teach how to do it.
So one of the things I want to talk about is something you've been involved with that we're doing. It's the Environmental Health Summit.
Yes.
Healthy Desert, Healthy You, which we started in 2024. You were there. Mm-hmm. You're coming to the 2025 event as a moderator.
Yes.
Could you talk a little bit about your involvement with that and the topic of environmental health in the Coachella Valley and why that's important?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I am so excited that you all are doing this. And as we were saying earlier, people coming together for the greater good is what this Coachella Valley is all about. And I was so blown away at last year's summit to see, number one, the work that's already being done, the variety of organizations from educational to scientific to engineering to students, everyone coming together to talk about solutions, to talk about the problem, to present ideas, to present the science. I was completely fascinated. It was so eye-opening. And then those keynote speakers, oh my goodness, to see these young people who are being recognized internationally for the good work they're doing, it just shows you what can be done when people come together for the greater good and for solutions. And yeah. I think that the summit is definitely doing that for the environmental health of our community.
Thank you for saying that. That was one of the main reasons why we wanted to do it. We were aware that there were so many organizations doing a lot of great work, but we were sort of doing it separately, you know, in silos, and to bring everybody together so that we're on the same page.
Yeah.
To really address what is an issue that affects all of us.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about the panel that you're going to be moderating.
Yes, really excited to be moderating the environmental air panel. And the reason is because I know, everyone I know in the community is concerned about this issue.
Yes.
And only a limited number of people will be able to come to this. So I hope that we can really leave with some news to report on the progress being made and the solutions that are underway.
Yes.
And so that's really my goal with this incredible panel that I'll be moderating, is to tell us what's going on, what can we report to our attendees and then further into the community through Desert Health on what is actually being done and what can individuals do to better the effort as well, because there's so much and people want to know. They really want to know what small steps they can take to contribute to the overall effort. So
I agree. That's really key. I mean, you can go to an event and hear some amazing speakers and ideas, but if you leave without anything that you can do in your own life,
yes,
you may question, well, what did I do there? Yeah. So I'm glad that you're going to be asking the panelists about that.
Yes, I started composting after last year's because it was just coming to India where I live, and so excited about that and just educating the neighbors on how that works. And there was so much information at the vendor area of last year's summit to answer those questions and to find the resources. So
right, that was desert composting, I think.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
They're fascinating. We've had them on the podcast.
Yes.
We will continue our conversation in a moment. Our guest is Lauren Del Sarto of Desert Health News. The air we breathe, the water we drink, and the land we live on are essential parts of living a thriving, healthy life here in the Coachella Valley. That's why the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation, with community partners, will present the second annual Healthy Desert, Healthy You Environmental Health Summit on September 11 and 12, 2025 at the Westin Mission Hills Resort in Rancho Mirage. We are bringing together environmental advocates, health experts, community leaders, and concerned residents like you to explore solutions to the environmental challenges we face. Join the conversation. Register today for this free event at HealthyDesertHealthyYou.com. Welcome back to the podcast. Our guest today is Lauren Del Sarto of Desert Health News. So how do you think we're doing as a community in terms of environmental health? Do you think people are, well, one of the reasons we want to do the summit is to raise awareness. Do you think people are aware of the issues? You talked about the air quality and that sort of thing.
I think people are aware of the issue just because you open your door every day and see what the air quality is like. You know, that's right. What everybody's, you know, but what is the snowball, the fact that you all are creating is, okay, there's a summit. So something's going on. Someone's addressing this. And then, you know, the report, the follow-up reporting, and the Desert Sun does a great job of covering the summit as well. So getting the word out to people that there are things underway. And again, emphasizing what individuals and organizations, businesses can do you know, is going to just get everybody on board. And I can see that already happening with just one summit behind us.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the two other main tenets of the summit, in addition to air quality, are water quality and also land use issues.
Yes.
So tell us, what more do you want our listeners to know about Desert Health News?
Well, first of all, about health in the community.
Okay.
I'm so in awe. You know, Desert Health came around about the right time, but now is really where we're seeing incredible awareness about the wellness community in the Coachella Valley. First, we have the Blue Zones Project, right? Yep. In both Palm Springs and Coachella. So that's, you know, consciously done on each end of the valley. So it kind of bleeds through the whole nine cities of the valley and beyond. We've got the American Association of Naturopathic Doctors, who had their international conference here in July. That's huge.
That is huge.
In September, we also have the Plantrician Project's international conference, bringing top leaders in the food as medicine, physicians practicing food as medicine. Dean Ornish, Michael Greger, Joel Furman have all written top books on, you know, using food to heal and reverse disease. So that international conference comes to the Valley, or returns to the Valley in September. So, and then we've got your summit. So those are huge things, and they're happening here. And that's, you know, we're the chosen area, and that's fantastic. So it really just shows that the Coachella Valley is getting known as a place that's really focusing on health and wellness.
And we need that because there is a medical professional shortage here.
Right.
So the more we draw the game changers here, the more the world, the nation become aware of our community as a place where we are making advances in medicine. So. Yeah. I love that.
Exactly. And actually, with the Plantrician Project's conference, because I have helped make them aware of how many health enthusiasts we have here, they've actually opened up a segment, not only for practitioners, doctors and physicians, what have you, but also for just general health enthusiasts to come hear these authors to learn about using food as medicine. So I'm so excited that they're opening that grassroots effort for people as well. Yes. And like you guys, I mean, you're not opening it just to people that are in the environmental industry. You're opening to everybody to come and listen, to, you know, see the video after. And it's fantastic.
Absolutely. Health leaders, stakeholders, residents, everyone, like you said.
Right.
Yeah. So where can people learn more about Desert Health News? I mentioned the website earlier.
Yes, yes. So we are a free publication. We're at about 350 different locations between Indio and Palm Springs. Most of the places you shop, Albertsons, Vaughn's, Clark's Nutrition, Sprouts, you can pick us up there. And we're at doctor's offices and resorts and fitness centers and what have you. So it can be, and on our website at deserthealthnews.com, we have a list of pickup locations.
There you heard it, deserthealthnews.com. Thank you, Lauren, for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Well, looking forward to it and looking forward to seeing you in September.
Awesome.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Healthy Desert, Healthy You. This podcast is a production of the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation in Palm Springs, California. For more information, please visit the website dhcd.org. Our annual conference site is healthydeserthealthyyou.com. This podcast is available at most major podcast portals, including Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Audible, Captivate.fm, Spotify, and YouTube Music. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe.